And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome, Madame.
Santa Fe.
Good morning,
Mary Charlotte.
Good morning
to all the creative folks who live and work here in Santa Fe.
Of which there are oh so many.
Ah, yes.
Now, it's funny, but there are sometimes this thing happens where you try to get somebody on the air, and you try to get them over and over again in so many ways, and I tried to do a pre-record, or we tried to get them live. Couldn't do it this week. It was not meant to be. I don't know. Kevin McDonald is the filmmaker. He made a film last year called Life in a Day. He's quite a prolific filmmaker, wonderful filmmaker, and his latest film is called Marley. It's a documentary on Bob Marley. I saw it the other night. It's long. It's fascinating. It's really good.
There's a great piece by Rob DeWalt in the
Positive Today.
So
I think he like it? Did he like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think he was pretty positive.
We tried to get Kevin McDonald on the air, but it didn't work out. So here is my interview with Kevin McDonald. Kevin McDonald, what was it like to make the film? It was so much fun.
No, he had to say something Marley-esque. Thank you. And now we can move on to what we can talk about. It's Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the next week. And there are a couple real highlights for today. The first one that I want to talk about is the revitalization and the amazing energy that's now at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And the second installation of the Five at Five,
yes,
which is the alcove exhibitions that they've revitalized from the years past, is going to have a group of five amazing artists. The reception is tonight at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and it's free. So I recommend that everybody stop off and look at these five small focused exhibitions that are in the main hall to the right when you come in. And it's the work of Bob Ellis, Steve Fitch. Steve's a photographer. Harmony Hammond. Harmony is one of the great women artists of the late 20th and early 21st century. Work by August Muth, who does holograms, so that's
really a
lively little thing, yes, holographic work. And paintings by Terry Rowland. So we've got some amazing local artists, local New Mexicans. Stop at the Santa Fe, at the New Mexico Museum of Art, right down there in downtown Santa Fe, and check it out.
Kudos to Mary Kershaw, the director of the museum, who's fabulous.
And she has really been a force for great positive change there. All of these artists are going to be giving talks, but that's going to be later on May 18th. So at 5 p.m., swing by. And then I have another very important recommendation. So one's a museum opening. The other is a small exhibition with such power and such presence. And it's an exhibition called Memory of Time. And it's at the Touching Stone Gallery, which is over there on Old Santa Fe Trail, downtown as well. And it's a solo exhibition of an artist, a ceramicist, named Fusako Akau. And these works are all gathered under the same title of the exhibition. It's called Memory of Time. And they're beautiful ceramic sculptures that deal with issues of landscape. It is powerful, poetic, beautiful, well-crafted. Those are my two big recommendations for Friday night. And there's lots more, but I know you have some things you want to talk about.
Well, one thing I want to mention is that a local cellist had her 1790 cello stolen from her car at DeVargas Mall.
What?
And there is a police report, obviously, and she's checking pawn shops. But if anybody has any information about this whatsoever, I guess, let's see, please, you can write to me and I will pass it on. But keep your eyes open for this beautiful antique cello, which is of great value, above all, to its owner. And thoughtless, stupid, ridiculous.
Well, you know, oftentimes what happens
But contact
is
me,
yes.
radiocafe@ksfr.org. Or contact the police.
Absolutely. I think we all need, in times like this, we need to be very thoughtful about the respect for others. And it's not a matter of stuff that we're talking here. It really is a a work of art that is at the core of this woman's life.
Right.
So I'm sure if you stole her car, it wouldn't have nowhere near the power and the importance. Another beautiful exhibition that I want to mention is at Llewellyn Galleries, the downtown gallery on Palace Avenue. It's paintings by Margaret Fitzgerald. The title of the exhibition is Natura, and that has a reception that opens at 5:30. But I might mention, just in general, for all of you folks, it's First Friday. So it's a good time to be walking Palace Avenue, walking Canyon Road, walking around the city where the galleries are, and just dropping in and out of these galleries to check out what's happening.
And, of course, don't forget Collected Works Bookstore. Tonight from 4 to 6, there is a reception for the exhibit of art by local artist John Muchmore, who I would have liked to get on the air, but didn't have time. It's been a crazy week.
It has been a crazy week, and you jumped right in. John Muchmore is a staple of Santa Fe arts. He is a man who was deeply involved in terms of organizations of arts, working with the city and the Arts Commission. John's a brilliant painter. He's a lovely man. It's a beautiful exhibition, and there's always a good reason to go into Collected Works.
Yes.
Two other things that are going on very quickly is the Sweet Sounds of Motown. NDI and the New Mexico Public School students are going to be performing on Friday night at 5 and 7 p.m., and then they'll have a performance, I think, on Saturday at 2 p.m. NDI does some wonderful work with the new Santa Fe Public Schools, the New Mexico Public Schools. So that's a really uplifting evening.
And continuing on with Collected Works Bookstore, Joe Lansdale unfortunately had to cancel his appearance for his event tomorrow at 5 in the afternoon, but they hope to reschedule him for the summer. And on Sunday, the Collected Works Bookstore presents the release of New Mexico Centennial Edition of the New Mexico Poetry Review, which will feature readings by contributing poets including N. Scott Mominay, Janet Eigner, and Bill O'Neill.
Yes.
And then on Monday, May 7th, at 6 at Collected Works Bookstore, Chuck Greaves will be in for a reading of his mystery novel, Hush Money. And again, if I were Superwoman and there were all the time in the world I could compress 1 hour into three, I mean expand, on this show, I would have everybody on. Anyway, it sounds like a really good book, if you like mysteries, especially Hush Money. It's about a lawyer who investigates a claim that leads him into the high-stakes world of professional show horse jumping.
Yeah.
And then finally, on Wednesday of next week, George Johnson's annual science writing workshop featuring readings from David Dobbs, Marilyn McKenna, George Johnson, and Sandy Blakesley. And that, if you are at all interested in science, that should be really, really cool.
Absolutely. So another thing to think about, Frog Fest was a group performance every year for 7 years that comes out of a local recording studio here. And Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill on Friday night is going to present Stephanie Hatfield and Hot Mess, Bill Palmer's TV Killers. It's rock. It should be quite lively. So we recommend that at 7 p.m. on Friday night, you get over and see the sort of iteration that's going to take the place of Frog Fest.
Frog Fest.
Yes, indeed. Saturday. Saturday, there are some amazing things going on. Canticum Novum, the chorus and opera, will be performing on Friday night, and that's at the...
And Saturday.
That's right. Not on Friday night, on Saturday. Thank you so much. At the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center. Very beautiful. But what I'm really going to recommend is that at from 4 to 6, the Santa Fe Art Institute is going to open one of the most important exhibitions we've had for a very long time. And it's the early work of Nancy Holt.
Right, whom we had on the air.
Yes, who was on the air yesterday morning. And Nancy Holt's work is work that is formative in the transformation from object and museum relationships to art that is part of the landscape.
And the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association presents its annual spring concert event. And tonight there's a concert at the Elementary Strings at the St. Francis Auditorium. And then tomorrow at 6, Jazz at Warehouse 21. The one tonight is at 6:30, and then Sunday, preparatory and intermezzo string orchestra, youth philharmonia, a lot of stuff going on. If you want to find out more, you can visit the website SFYS, that stands for Santa Fe Youth Symphony, .org, or call 467-3770.
Also on Saturday, there are two really lovely community events. One is that it's World Labyrinth Day, and they're going to be celebrating the labyrinth up at the Cathedral Basilica at St. Francis at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And then you can wander down to the Santa Fe Arts Commission's Community Gallery, because Sabra Moore, who is one of the great artists living and working here in New Mexico, Sabra will be coming down to work with the community to make small works on paper, with wood and other media called Working with Words, which is part of the Odes and Offerings project
that the
Arts Commission has been forwarding at their community gallery. Also, at the Institute of American Indian Arts, say that one real fast, they're having their spring powwow. And as I've said before, it is a beautiful campus. It's out on Avenue Nupo Road.
Which is out past the Santa Fe Community College.
And that starts at 11 a.m. And I think that it is a wonderful way for the general community to have the chance to enjoy the communal phenomenon of the tribes of New Mexico.
And don't forget the Youth Creating Change Film Festival. That is Saturday at 6:30 at the Zona del Sol building on the corner of Jaguar and Country Club Road. And youth activists from the Santa Fe school system have been working together with professional mentors to produce their own short films about issues facing Santa Fe and things that they grew up with and things they're facing as students. So it's a wonderful way to see some cool films and to get into the minds of young people.
One of the things that is most powerful is that you give young people the ability to have a voice. And they're completely comprehensible. They're intelligent. They're sensitive. And the arts provide that venue for young people, for all people, to speak clearly and thoughtfully about who they are and how they see the world around them.
Now, here's one. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
This is not a joke. That's a good way to open it.
World Laughter Day.
Yes.
The World Laughter Day celebration Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Commons at 2300 West Alameda includes laughter circles, hula hooping, circle dancing, clowning, community art projects, improv games, and fun.
Another thing that's going on Saturday, if we can back up a little, is a really lively event. It's called the Kentucky Derby Day.
And is it Kentucky Derby already?
Yes, and it's to support Santa Fe Care Center, and it's their fundraiser. It'll go from noon to 5 p.m. They're going to have live broadcasts of the Kentucky Derby, auctions, southern buffets, all kinds of sort of cool southern-like things, and that's going on at La Posada de Santa Fe Resort and Spa.
And the Camino de Paz School and Farm Animal Food for Thought Brunch is happening on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Camino de Paz School and Farm in Santa Cruz, New Mexico. For more information, 231-2819. Joel Salatin will be there. And sounds like fun. For more information, 231-2819.
Great. If we move into Monday night, the Santa Fe Art Institute.
Oh, you're being linear, aren't you?
Oh,
you're being chronological.
I know. I have to fight against it
time,
but I keep finding myself.
I'm fighting you.
Well, balance.
By being random.
It's balance. The Santa Fe Art Institute's exhibition that opens Saturday from 4 to 6, the Sightlines exhibition with Nancy Holt's work. On Monday night, Nancy Holt, the artist, and Alina Williams, this very gifted young curator, will be at the Tipton Hall on the campus of the University of Art and Design. And they will be talking, Nancy will be talking about her work, her early work, and then Alina and Nancy will have a conversation. So I invite everyone, 6 p.m. on Monday, to come and join us. Another thing going on Monday that takes place at 2 p.m. is a talk called The Politics of Making History, four early collections of colonial Mexican art. And it takes place at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art, and it promises to be a very interesting talk.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
The Santa Fe Interfaith Prayer Peace Walk is happening on Sunday from 1 to 4. Leaders and ministers from many spiritual communities in Santa Fe, over 12 ministers, I think, or more, are going to be there. The opening ceremony is at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation on Barcelona Road, and the walk will continue down Barcelona to Temple Beth Shalom and St. John's United Methodist Church. It will end at the St. Francis Basilica downtown at the Cathedral. And for more information, you can call 982-9674, extension 14. You can also go to UU Santa Fe. UU stands for Unitarian Universalist. UUSantaFe.org. And that's a wonderful thing. Interdenominational peace walk.
Absolutely. It's like apple pie and motherhood. I think that we need to spend a little bit more time thinking about peace and a little bit less time about how we're going to get around.
Pie.
Wednesday, the 9th, there is a pretty wonderful event that's going on at El Museo Cultural. This is an organization that supports all kinds of presentations and exhibitions and is a central part of the cultural landscape. And they're doing their fundraiser with an exhibition called The $64,000 Question. It's an exhibit of scenic backdrops from 28 to 35, from the old Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. So that's at 7 o'clock. Go out, support El Museo, because they help support all of the arts organizations in town. And the other thing that's going on Wednesday night, which is wonderful, is a concert performance over at Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill, and it's going to be the Melvins, which is a punk and post-punk. I can't imagine post-punk. I'm trying to figure out what that is. It's the Unsane. And it opens at 7:30. Should be a lively, lively night.
And the cowboy poetry, the Cowboy Poet is a musical that opens tonight at the Los Alamos Theater. It's full of country western tunes, line dancing, and all kinds of visuals. Anyway, Cowboy Poet opens tonight and runs Friday and Saturday nights through May 19th and Sunday matinee on May 13th. And where is it? Aye, ladies and gentlemen.
Ay, caramba. So while you're looking that up, can I
just... You guys send me organized press releases.
Remind everyone that there's going to be this amazing science writing workshop that Collected Works is presenting with George Johnson on Wednesday. And that takes place at 5:45 p.m. I love those times.
Not 6.
Not
oh
6.
No.
Not 5:30, but 15 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. I want to
Los Alamos Little Theater must be the place. Have you heard of Los Alamos Little Theater?
I haven't, but it's probably...
I would Google it, ladies and gentlemen, because that's all I can do. I don't have a website or phone number or anything.
So I was listening, and I just want to know, because I couldn't hear. I was sitting next to you. I wasn't on listening to the radio. I assume that Ben talked about the May 2012 Change Their Futures, B.I.B.?
Well, no, we talked for Pause for a Cause.
Okay, well, there's an adoption event, and for the whole month of May, the Santa Fe
Animal
Shelter. Black dogs.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And I want you to know that I've put my beagle in a black T-shirt just so she could be hip for the month of May.
Well, your dog had an accident.
Well, my dog got attacked by a pair of Great Danes. It's strange phenomenon that's going on in the community, and I just want to reiterate for the community, we all love our dogs. They need to be kept on leashes unless they're in a very special spot where they're allowed to run free.
Yeah.
I think we need to become more and more aware of that and a little more respectful of those dogs who are stuck on leashes.
Well, I'll tell you something. Dogs on leashes... my dog was attacked on Christmas Day by a dog on a leash whose owner was so, excuse me, but stupid that she just sat there, she stood there screaming and holding the dog on the leash while it attacked my dog, on his back trying to fight back, but he couldn't do it because he was so small and the dog was so big. If your dog is on a leash and it starts attacking another dog, pull it off.
That's really
good. It's not rocket science.
And I have to tell you, you know, the human reactions when this dog attacked, when the pair of Great Danes attacked my dog, I literally, without thinking, reached down and pulled the Great Dane off my dog, because that Great Dane was off leash. You just don't even think about your own welfare.
No, that's what I did. I pulled this dog off.
Exactly.
And also, with all the kerfuffle about pit bulls, all three of my dogs have been attacked by different breeds. One by a pit bull, one by a chow mix, and one by a terrier. Just a terrier mutt. So it's not just pit bulls.
No, it's not just pit bulls. And Great Danes are usually very gentle. It's not always the case. I want to put in a plug for the revitalization of Yaris Arts Projects. Dennis Yaris is now running the gallery, which is over there near the George O'Keefe Museum annex. And he's bringing in some of the most beautiful, beautiful work. And it's worth just going there to see some of the great classic artists in major work.
The Wildlife Center in Española is holding its open house to Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 2. Bring the family for a day of wildlife fun. You can meet raptors, and you can learn about snakes and rattlesnakes. There's going to be a wildlife walk, a little educational walk, and they're going to talk about eagles and bobcats and hawks, owls, and foxes.
That's what you get when you cross a hawk and an owl. You
get a howl. Yeah. TheWildlifeCenter.org or 753-9505. That place is wonderful.
Yes. There's this crazy event that's going on down at the Rancho de las Golondrinas, and that's a reenactment of the Civil War. So if you're into people in costumes...
If you missed it...
Right. If you missed
1862.
The thing that people forget when they do those kinds of reenactments is that the... America lost more of our citizens, more people died in the Civil War than in any other major world conflagration. And it was citizen against citizen and brother against brother. Somehow when they do these reenactments, they romanticize. And it's fun to go and watch, but...
Romanticizing war is really not on my to-do list. Yeah.
Keep it in mind if you decide you want to go.
Poetry at Paul's... at Lucky Bean, O-12 we delve, Groove Poetry version 4, Saturday, that's tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Lucky Bean, which is formerly Borders San Busco, with Jack Kolkmeyer, Nick Kolkmeyer, Angela Yanda, and the World Ensemble featuring Al Fayette, Dave Nielsen, and Ross Hamlin. Check it out. That sounds like fun.
Another thing that's going on is the Academy for the Love of Learning is opening their new campus.
Tomorrow,
exactly. And they've taken the old Seton Castle, and they've rebuilt and created a beautiful campus out there. So they're going to do all kinds of events and activities. Check it out, and enjoy yourself out in the beautiful day on Saturday.
And Sunday, May 6th at 10:30 in the morning, From the Heart, a morning with the music of Schumann, Kahn, and Kenji Bunch, hosted by Sunday Chatter. Oh, this is an Albuquerque thing, at the Cosmos, 1715 5th Street in Albuquerque. You know why I put that in? Because there's a picture of Kenji Bunch with his dog. Sorry.
Hey, there's
they
the
know
clue,
how to
folks.
They know how to send a press release.
Exactly. If you want to send a press release to Mayor Charlotte, throw in a picture of a dog. Yes, indeed. It works every time. She's one of those people, you just show her some. Forget about showing her a small, shiny object. You just show her a dog.
Yep, it's sick.
It's not sick. It's kind of wonderful for people to understand.
And don't forget to go to Bob Marley. Don't forget to go to the screen and see movies like The Kid with a Bike.
Oh, Kid with a Bike. Is that a powerful...
Is it good? Have you seen it?
It is not only good, it is great.
Oh, my goodness.
It is a powerful film. It won the Best of Cannes. And it's about human emotion, childhood trauma, and the ability to sort of overcome these horrible wounds and scars and allow for a boy to grow in a positive and sweet direction. It's sad, it's sweet, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful film.
And don't forget, rehearsal for a Sicilian tragedy, Monsieur Lajar.
haven't. Monsieur Lazare. A wonderful film, and it's really a film about the power of deep commitment. It's about an immigrant Algerian who lies in order to be hired as a part-time substitute teacher for a class in Canada, obviously in Quebec because they speak Canadian French, which is always funny. And he goes into a classroom where the well-beloved teacher committed suicide in the classroom. And so it's about the power of direct communication and love. It's another gorgeous film.
Well, many good films at the CCA Santa Fe, at the screen on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and it is time to go.
Well, one last thing. There's a film at the CCA Cinematheque on the golden age of Mexican cinema, and it's Maria Candelaria. It's a beautiful classic Mexican film. Check it out. It opens this weekend.
We've been talking about the arts. Speaking of the arts, with Diane Karp. Oh my God, I didn't talk about this week's featured cat for Felines and Friends. It's Martine, who is a very cute Siamese mix with an unusually patterned white cream and rust tan coat. For more information, 505-316-2281 or fnm.org. That stands for Felines and Friends New Mexico.
Yes.
.org. Okay, we talked about the cat.
Excellent, thank goodness.
In case people might think that I favor dogs. Anyway, we've been speaking with Diane Karp, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Mary Charlotte. Come out to see the Nancy Holt Show.
Yes.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. And next week, Rob DeWalt will be back. And thank you so much for listening to KSFR Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And we will see you on Monday. Hasta la vista, baby.